I'm sure the disciples were probably impressed by the sounds of many coins going into the collection that day. But Jesus pulls them aside and says, hey, wait, no, stop. You're focused on the wrong thing. It's not about the amount. It's about the heart, the attitude of the giver. Because this one lady who's put in so little has actually put in more than everyone else.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
Here's a kindergarten teacher, as many kindergarten teachers I'm sure do, try to teach their pupils a new word each and every day that they have class. Well, one day a certain kindergarten teacher wanted to teach her class the word of frugal. That's hard for me to say. Frugal. And she explained that frugal was someone who saved. And she said, now, I'm curious, can any of you use the word frugal in a sentence? And the class was kind of silent for a little while, thinking of how in the world they would use that word in a sentence. And one little girl all of a sudden became very excited and put up her hand and says, I'd like to try. And the teacher said, sure, what's your sentence? She says, Jesus has frugaled me. Not exactly the exact word of frugal or exact meaning of frugal, but Jesus has frugaled me. Jesus has saved me. But yeah, frugal can be someone who saves, someone maybe who is modest with what they have. I'm sure to Jesus' disciples who were in the temple with him the day that, as we talked about with the children, the widow put in her Liptons, her two small copper coins. The disciples, if they had witnessed that without Jesus, might have thought her offering was mighty frugal, that she was saving. But Jesus pointed out and said, hey, look, this lady's given all. She's given more than anyone else who's putting offerings in this particular offering box at the moment. Because everyone else is giving out of their wealth. They still have more to live on. But this one widow has given all that she has. And I think there's some wonderful things that we can learn from this lesson of this lady giving all that she had. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. This is where we find this account, at least in Luke's Gospel. We also find this account recorded for us in Mark's Gospel in chapter 12. At the end of the chapter, so if you would like to look at it in your devotion time throughout the week, I encourage you to look at Mark's Gospel as well, Mark chapter 12. Don't have it in my notes, but I believe it's verses 41 through 44. It closes out chapter 12. But anyway, reading from Luke's Gospel this morning from the ESV, it reads like this. Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box. And he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on. Now, I have heard this preached, and I have probably preached it myself in the past, as a message about giving until it hurts. But I don't think that's really what's going on here, especially if we use the light of Mark's gospel too, because Jesus has just talked about how the religious people don't mind robbing the widows. And here all of a sudden we're seeing a widow who's giving all that she has to God. I think really what Jesus is wanting us to come away with is, one, no gift is too small. It never goes unnoticed by God. But I also think he wants us to be sure of our motives. There was a lot of superficiality that went on in the giving system in those days, especially amongst the religious folks. They were wanting to be seen outwardly. They had their reward outwardly because people would say, wow, look at what they're giving to God. I'm sure no one said to this lady, wow, look what you're giving to God. They might be sitting in a corner somewhere laughing about those two copper coins that she puts in. Who does she think she is? Look at these other people putting in all this wealth, amassing all this wealth for the temple and the temple system. You know, it should also make us sit back and think, what do we think when we see others giving? Because if we're judging them on how much they give or how little they give, we need to step back and say, oh, that's not my place to judge, because God and only God knows the heart of a giver. So there's a couple of things that really jump out at me about these four verses. And one is this: God's value of an offering is far different than humanity's value of an offering. God's value of an offering is far different than humanity's value of an offering. And I don't care if it's a financial offering, if it's an offering of talents, if it's an offering of something else, because there's many ways to give to God. God's value on that is far different than humans' value on that. You know, I have had people say to me in the past, I would love to give, but I just don't have that much to give, and I just don't see how my giving could even help change anything. Well, the truth of the matter is, in human estimation, maybe it wouldn't, but in God's economy, it can go a long way. It can go much further than any of us could ever imagine. So understand, there is never a gift that's too small. There's never a gift that's too large. If you're giving out of a love for God, out of a love for giving, and out of being directed by His Holy Spirit to give. I'm sure the disciples were probably impressed by the sounds of many coins going into the collection that day. But Jesus pulls them aside and says, hey, wait, no, stop. You're focused on the wrong thing. Again, I'm speculating at maybe what's going on here. You're focused on the wrong thing. It's not about the amount. It's about the heart, the attitude of the giver. Because this one lady who's put in so little has actually put in more than everyone else. And Jesus wanted to be sure that his disciples understood that. But Jesus also wants to be sure that we understand that. So no gift is ever too small in God's economy. The second thing is this: God tabulates differently from humanity. We oftentimes want to get hung up on the large sums, on big sums. But that's not the way it is with God. He's interested in the heart. Are you giving cheerfully? Are you giving begrudgingly? Because even that tabulates different in the heavenly economy. If you're giving because you love to give, because you want to give, because you desire to give, then no matter how little or how much you're giving, it's gift to God. It's something that honors Him. It's something that pleases Him. But if you're just giving to check it off your list, or you're just giving because you feel you have to, I don't believe those gifts go as far in God's economy, at least, as they do when you give cheerfully, when you give because you love. Because you love God. Because you realize how much He has given to you. And while we could never pay Him back for what He's done for us, because we love Him and because we realize the sacrifice He's given for us, we should want to give. We should want to pour out in lack or in abundance because of what He has done for us. So God tabulates differently from humanity. The final thing that I think is this. God values our giving in faith. I truly believe, while Scripture doesn't say with confidence, what I am taking away from this is this lady gave in faith. Because she didn't give out of her abundance. Everyone else was giving out of their abundance. It wasn't that big a deal to them they were putting in, but they still had plenty to live on. They weren't worried about where their next meal was coming from. They weren't worried about paying taxes and other payments that they might have because they had an abundance to fall back on. But not so with this lady. It seems to me that she is giving out of faith. That she is saying, I'm giving all that I have, but I trust God to meet my need. I trust God with what I don't have. Because the truth of the matter is this, what she put in wasn't really even enough to buy a next meal, if you really want to think about it. So she's giving all that she has, saying, I know who my true provider is. I know where my true source is, and that's God Almighty. And I just wonder if this lady was giving confidently, knowing that she didn't have to worry about the next meal. She didn't have to worry about the taxes being paid. She didn't have to worry about someone coming in and foreclosing on her home or on her land or whatever else. Because she confidently knew in faith that God was her sustainer and her provider. I just wonder about that. But I can say from Scripture, I can say biblically, yes, God protects us. God takes care of us. And those who cheerfully and faithfully give to Him, He pours back into them in abundance. It may not come in financial ways. It could come through many other ways. The building of a business, friendships, people pouring into you, pouring knowledge into you. There are so many different ways that God gives back to each and every one of us who cheerfully and faithfully give to Him. My encouragement to you is this. Do you trust Him in that? If all you had to give was everything, could you cheerfully give it to God? Could you lay it down on the altar saying, I give this to you, God, in faith, knowing that you're going to sustain me, that you're going to provide for me, that you're going to take care of me. So in closing, I would say, let's not get caught up in the entrapments of giving, of looking at the exterior, of seeing how much people give or how little people give, because in God's economy, we don't know what that really is. Someone who gives a lot may be giving all that they have. Someone who gives a very little also may be giving all that they have. And they may be giving it in a heart of faith to God, believing and knowing that He will take care of them. Do you believe today that God will take care of you? I pray that you do. I pray that it's more than a belief. I pray that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God will sustain you, that He is providing, and He will meet your every need.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.